ABC Radio Australia.
In just over 10 years since its discovery in Papua New Guinea, the coconut rhinoceros beetle has destroyed large areas of coconut and oil palm plantations. The pest chews through the leaves of the trees and then burrows into the crowns, stunting the palms' growth. But now, a new eradication program has been fast-tracked in the country, supported by the Pacific Community and the New Zealand government. Priyanka Srinivasan spoke with SPC program manager Dr. Mark Ero about the work, and he started by explaining why it's so difficult to stop the spread of the beetle.
Because of the nature in which the beetles attack the coconuts, because they burrow within the growing tip of the coconut and the mats, so it's a bit difficult to use either chemical or any mechanical means to control them. In terms of the management, we are mainly more looking at the biological control programs, and also look at the sanitation programs where as much as possible try to minimize the breeding sites of the beetles, because they breed within the coconut palms that they feed and kill, and also within any organic matter that that's available to them to breed. So yeah, the key strategy is to try and minimize the breeding sites as much as possible through sanitation or cleanup.
And could you explain to us, Dr. Ero, what are the impacts of these coconut rhinoceros beetles on plantations in Papua New Guinea?
Okay, so since the detection of this new biotype, the CRBG, in Port Moresby, the beetle has basically spread along the coastlines within the central province, and then also it has spread into the Gulf province to the west. And also it has just been recently detected from Medang on the north coast. So it's basically spreading on coconuts, breeding within it, and then killing them, and then this moves on. So any coconuts that's within its path of spread, it's killing them.
And you said awareness was part of the strategy to help control them. What should people know about how to stop the spread of these beetles?
Okay, basically, in terms of the spread, particularly in between within the country, some of the means through which they spread can include any planting materials that are with the eggs of the beetle where they breed in, and also any soil matter that people move with them, or they can also hitchhike on boats, because the beetle is attracted to light. So if boats are traveling the night, then they can get onto the boats and then hitchhike and get to another island. So we need to make a lot more awareness on the means through which they move, so that as much as possible any spread can be prevented.
Is it easy to see when trees are affected and have been invaded by these beetles?
Yes, when they are invaded by the beetles, it's very obvious, because what happens is they feed within the what we call the apical meristem of the palm, the growing tip. They burrow through there, and then they feed on the sap, they suck on it, and then in the process of burrowing through, they affect the crown of the palm. So any new fronds or leaflets that grow out from the damaged palm, they're sort of, it's like a knife cut or serrated. So when they grow, there's a distinct pattern on the leaf that you can see and tell that it's been attacked by the beetle.
Okay.
And also, in the process of time, they can kill the palm.
Oh, gosh. So serrated leaves, that's what we should look out for. And I understand that Papua New Guinea and along with the partners are trying to fast track these measures. When do you hope that we will see effects of these measures and potentially the eventual eradication of this beetle?
Okay, yes. The impact is usually very much dependent on the intensity of the awareness and management programs. So, yeah, so it does take time for the management, but over a period of time, you eventually see the drop in the impact of the beetle on the palms.